Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back, Nation. Segment here is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 9 minutes. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, let's do it. What a weekend it was in the NFL. The divisional playoff did not disappoint, and it's time to do a little true or far. Take it away, Robert Flores.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or far, false, Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
All right, the stunner. The Commandos, they get it done, 45-31. They go on the road. They spoil the number one seed Detroit Lions season. True or fart, Gavin Dawson, the Lions have just lost their best chance at winning the Super Bowl.
I don't think so. I think they'll have a better chance next year when they get healthy. You know, looking at Jared Goff's contract, from what I can tell, it continues to, you know, just to get lower against the cap for one more year, I think, and then there's some nastiness and accelerators maybe in 26. But no, I think they'll have a better chance next year when they get Aiden Hutchinson. Like, once they lose that guy, it put their defense in a really vulnerable position that you can see they did not handle well this weekend. Right. I mean, they even said at halftime, you got to get out of this defense.
Yeah. You're getting, so that's a fart
lit up. Yeah, I guess I farted on that. Yeah.
Yeah, I
believe
think that,
so.
Yeah, I think that's a
sounded fart. Like one to me.
I think that's a fart too. I think that they are going to, you know, the injuries were a huge part of that. Now, how can they overcome potentially losing coaches? That will be tough. But knowing Dan Campbell and that crew, they probably got some guys that are ready to step up and take a little bit bigger role. And I think the Lions are going to be good for a while.
I will say true to this. I do think they've lost their best opportunity. I mean, keeping that offensive line healthy and dominant is not an easy thing to continue. Just a general continuing to go on deep runs and having your heart broken, and then the coaching staff factor, sustaining what has been really good to greatness over the last two seasons for them, I think it's only going to be more difficult. And you see what happens when you have a guy like Jared Goff and there's a volatility factor where he can really be backbreaking for you. Of course, the injuries to their defense was monstrous, but I think losing Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, and then who knows who else? Who else is going to get taken from that staff by those guys?
Sure.
So, I think it's true. They just had their best chance.
I'm with you on that.
24 unrestricted free agents, by the way.
It's a lot. Yeah. And the list of, like, the Ravens and the Rams, all these teams have a ton of players they're going to be losing. So I know we've talked about that from the Cowboys. Like, oh, my gosh, how many of these guys can they retain? I mean, Baltimore, they're about to have to pay Ronnie Stanley a bunch of money. Like, both of these teams have a ton of free agents. But I'm going to say true, and a big reason is I think the NFC is going to be getting better. I mean, within their own division, with Green Bay. I don't know how healthy Jordan Love was throughout the whole season. Chicago, if they make a good head coaching hire, all of a sudden that's a team that could be on the rise. J.J. McCarthy, if he hits in Minnesota, we've seen the difference with what the quarterback can do. They just were able to win 14 games with Sam Darnold. I think Michael Penix is the real deal in Atlanta. That might be a team that gets better. Washington doesn't seem like they're going to be going anywhere with Jaden Daniels. And the coaching change we saw with Filthy last year, that does make a huge difference if you're not able to fill those coordinator roles with people that are anywhere near as good previously. So it's tough, man. The last 2 years, things have been laid out for Detroit nicely. They blew a 17-point lead in San Francisco. Just had home field advantage, and they lose to the sixth seed. That's a heartbreaker.
As you saw when Jimmy left, though, if you have something going, you have a machine, and their skill players are so amazing. Just get Gibbs the ball more, you know? So they're going to have to do work. But I think the passion of that city and how close they were will motivate that owner and front office to find the kind of space to build at least as good of an offensive line as they had. I think they lose Dan Skipper and Kevin Zeitler are free agents. Zeitler's up there.
He is.
You could replace him pretty easy on the free agent market.
All right. Mr. Brian Brown is true or fart. Jaden Daniels just became the best rookie quarterback ever with what he's already done in two playoff games.
Wow, you're taking this thing way back, aren't you?
Way back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, I'm trying to think because Dan Marino got to the Super Bowl as a rookie quarterback in 84. I'm going to say fart on that.
Unless he gets there.
Yeah.
And then maybe you put him ahead of Dan.
Yeah, we'll see. But I know in 1984, Dan Marino had a hell of a year to get the Dolphins there. So I'm going to say that's a fart right now until he actually gets there.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been able, just from my own experience watching football, that I've never seen anything like this from a rookie. I mean, he is absolutely the reason why they are what they are. He's carrying a defense that is just okay. And he is, he comes up with clutch play after clutch play. He was so dialed in that game. Like, Aaron Glenn just keeps sending the blitz, and he's like, okay, I'll pick you apart.
You know, it's so fascinating that last game of the year against the Cowboys, if what if the Commanders end up losing that game and becoming the seventh seed and having to go to Philadelphia to open the playoffs?
Right? Yeah. Changes
everything. It took Dan Quinn pulling that kid for them to get that win. Now, it's just something you always kind of think
that's
about.
That's true.
You know, I mean,
Zimmer's the Daniels stopper.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I'm anybody watching how to stop Daniels, I'm watching Mike Zimmer tape for two games because he did a hell of a job against him. But man, the kid has played incredible. Don't get me wrong. But man, it took them pulling, putting Marcus Mariota in the second half to go win that game because it didn't look like they were going to win that game with Dan.
No, it didn't. They were struggling. I mean, you're so right. And the Cowboys did beat them in Washington as well. So maybe Zim is the guy. Like, that's even more reason you got to play him twice a year.
Yeah.
But every time you need a big play on fourth down, he's making all the right decisions.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely. Yeah. No,
he's incredible.
I mean, I'm going absolutely true on this. And the big reason is it's also why, I mean, I put Joe Burrow in that elite company early on. When you're able to come into an organization, one that has just stunk for so long, and for Joe was 30 years in between playoff wins. I mean, this team, I don't think it advanced the divisional round since 2005. They haven't made an NFC Championship game since 1991, their last Super Bowl. And he's doing this in year one. I mean, a team that's got a new ownership, new head coach, and everybody there deserves credit, but it really does, to me, boil down to him, what he's done. It is, in my opinion, without question, the best rookie season in NFL history, and he deserves all the praise for it because Washington was a dumpster fire, and he's now made it like, oh my gosh, here in the NFC, we've got to be terrified.
At RG3's numbers of the regular season, you look at Cam Newton and some of these other guys. Dak Prescott statistically had a really good rookie season.
Did.
But then, you know, you add the fact that legacies are defined in the postseason. And I think you're right, Wolchuk.
Yeah. And look, Dak had an unbelievable rookie season, too. Like, one person said he was one miraculous Aaron Rodgers pass down the sideline from going into an NFC Championship game. I would argue Dak was put into a very, very good position, though. Jaden Daniels, the majority of people laughed at me when I said they'd make the playoffs and win the East this year. I was on crazy pills. People were still looking at the Cowboys prior to the Romo injury like, this is a legit contender. Offensive line solidified. You've got good weapons at receiver. Dak's team that he slid into probably better suited for immediate success than what the Commanders are working with. Incredible job here from Jaden Daniels. Last one here, Eric, NFL true or fart. We go to Eagles, Rams. We just saw Matthew Stafford play his last game in the NFL.
I'll go fart there. I know he's going to be contemplating here for a little while, but we've seen even his own head coach flirt with this and hasn't made that leap yet. I think they'll feel like, man, if we could just remain healthy enough, we can get this thing done. They've got some good young cornerstone pieces. I think he's back.
What's the question, Wolchuk? Sorry, I was looking up. I was working on a Ben Johnson take.
No, you're good.
We should be souring on him. 2-1 in favor of passes against runs. Gibbs and Montgomery. This is your biggest moment. You know, if we turned on Dan Quinn after failing in the playoffs last year, then I think we need to at least give Ben Johnson a fair amount of criticism for allowing Jared Goff to throw three interceptions when Jahmyr Gibbs is going for 7.5 yards an attempt and only gets the football 14 times. Okay. Is Matt Stafford going to retire? Probably not. Brian?
I don't think Stafford's going to retire. And by the way, Marino's Super Bowl year was 84. He was a rookie in 83.
Okay.
But he threw for over 5,000 yards. That's where I got confused. Ooh.
Well, I think he was an MVP one his second year.
Yeah, but it's the same. They went to the Super Bowl, but it was his second year.
Second year.
Yeah,
still.
I'm making sure. But no, that...
I wasn't going to argue on that.
No. I just was thinking that was Dan Marino's first year. He threw for 5,000 yards. It was actually his second year in the league. But do you say Matthew Stafford going to retire?
Yeah.
I say that's fart.
I hope so.
Too much money out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't retire until they make you go, or you got bad concussions, or you're 45 years old, something like that. End of the Pimp Cup. Ross Lubinsky has your G-Bag of the day.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Get excited, everyone. I know I'm not Lucius Alexander. Man, I wish I had those skills. I tell you what. But it is time for G-Bag of the day.
Let's rock.
All right, everyone, we're going to keep tradition going, and we will start off with our winner last time, which, of course, was Mr. AI Jerry Jones.
I fired Mike McCarthy because he looks like a pork chop. And I hate that big-ass play call sheet he holds during games. We all know it's a Perkins menu. I'm not even sure we need a coach. Hell, maybe we already have a coach in mind. Maybe he's sitting right in front of you, half drunk on Johnny Walker Blue with only an Egg McMuffin in his belly and a pocket full of Dinger pills. Maybe he's 82 years old and needs his ass wiped from time to time, depending on how much Salisbury steak he's ate. Look, I'm going to do things my way, and my way is terrible. But if you don't like it, then tough said the kitty, but the milk kept coming. Listen, I'm never going to die, mother. I drink 8 ounces of hog's blood every day, and I'm a vampire feeding off mass disappointment. So learn how to accept meaningless primetime games forever. What I'm looking for in our next head coach is someone that values analytics. Lets me take he and his wife to a Hojo's and sit in the cuck chair.
Wow. I believe this is four looking for five today. Yeah, Ross, a historic day.
It's got to be. That is an absolutely incredible piece of audio. And yeah. I really like to think that that's like what he sounds like behind like closed doors with like his friends. Like, I really like to think that that's just kind of generally what he sounds like. Maybe not with as many curse words and spitting bars like Lucius was saying. But yeah, something about me is just like, you know, an oil tycoon. I feel like you kind of have to be just kind of a, you know, take no S kind of dude. But man, what a great one that is. But let's go to our next one. This next one is really good. I really like this one. This is straight from Friday, and you know, y'all did what you drinking, what you thinking, and Mr. Big Jim, he came in pretty.
Yes.
Yeah, Big Jim, we'll wrap it up here before we get to the G Bag of the Year in LA Live in just a moment. Big Jim, what you drinking, what you thinking, buddy?
Well, fellas, I'm laid up in the bed sipping on whiskey, listening to you guys talk about Kellen Moore. I got an update from Dallas, the Cowboys app, that said he completed his interview, and I'm telling you, I couldn't be more pissed off. I hadn't been this pissed off in a long time. Kellen, Brian always talks about him being a collector of plays. That boy's got a playbook as thick as my ex-wife's church director, and every time he gets to like a third down, he's got a freaking, it's more complicated than a freaking cat in a yarn factory. And he's always getting cute with these triple reverses and whatnot. And it always takes longer to develop than a freaking tomato garden in the springtime. And I am just sick if this guy ends up being our, can you imagine this guy giving a halftime speech and be like, look, guys, if we don't start playing better football, I'm going to get upset. You're not. This is my angry face. I mean, come on. He looks like he crawled out of the Best Buy working on computers. We got to do better than that. I'm sick of it. I'm pissed. And I'm actually sick. I think that's why I'm cantankerous. But by George, y'all have a good one. Appreciate you. Get to the G-Bag of the Year, and we'll talk next week, fellas.
Salute to you, Big Jim, getting the job done, kicking the door in. Yeah, Big Jim.
Yeah. It is amazing.
That's good stuff.
Wow.
This is my mean face.
Oh, wow, boys. We got the news right now. It's hot. It's real. It's happening. The Bears have hired Lions OC Ben Johnson as their next head coach.
So I would expect now Robert Saleh ends up being the number one priority in Jacksonville. So this could be interesting. Things could really heat up. Ben Johnson going to Caleb Williams and the Bears.
Robert Saleh becomes the number one priority after Ben. Oh, I see what you're doing
in
now.
Jacksonville. Yeah, because okay. I think they had Ben Johnson one.
Dominoes are falling.
And I think Robert Saleh might be their number two option.
To in your face, Tom Brady.
I know, Tom was on his best behavior, I felt like, too. He was trying very hard not to mention Ben Johnson on that broadcast.
Tough to do.
I'm hiring Bill Callahan as my OC, and we're running it 45 times a game next year, all the way to undefeated and a trip in the Super Bowl.
Hey, you'll get the run game if you have Shoddy as your guy.
Well, yeah, if you had Marshawn Lynch and Russell Wilson.
It just won't be very imaginative.
Yeah, if you had the quarterback to do the RPO thing with you.
Oh, yeah.
If you like 34 dives, he's your guy.
Mm.
Who's next, Ross?
All right, so next up, I did want to give a quick shout-out to David Lynch, who unfortunately is no longer with us. I honestly am not too familiar with his work. I know he did that Twin Peaks show back in the 90s, if I'm not mistaken. But
didn't watch it.
Yeah, me either. But I had a friend in college who was a big cinephile, you know, majored in radio, television, film, and David Lynch was like his guy. So thinking of him, and of course, thoughts and prayers to the Lynch family. You know,
salute.
Never easy losing someone. So,
amen.
Best of luck to them through the grieving process. But I just had to, when putting this together, I had to put this clip in because every time it crossed my timeline, I just thought it was so freaking funny.
You want to cut the time down?
What is this with everybody? No. What is it? Really?
It's
only
me. It's
why? I'm serious. Hey, man, it drives me nuts. Who gives a how long a scene is?
Man, he was not thrilled to be talking about someone approached him about one of his scenes being too long, and you know he's one of those old school directors, so he was not a fan of being told that. So always just think that's hilarious. But the last one. It's a little bit longer, so you can feel free to cut me off whenever, but I was working the night that Blake and old Freddie D decided that they were just going to, you know, come out of the gate swinging for the fences.
Dude, Texans ain't beating the Chiefs on Saturday, okay? They might jump out to like a 10-7 lead in the first quarter. Chiefs are a little rusty. Last I checked, one team has the goat, the other team doesn't. So
I put agree. That in pipe and smoke. I think the Chiefs are going to win as well.
I think it's going to be like a 31-23 type ball game. Something like
31-23, I can get with that.
31-23, and it'll be like a cheap touchdown that the Texans score at the end.
Yeah,
something like that. You ain't stopping this offense once it gets going.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
They've just been electric. 30 points every game.
I don't know if you saw week 16 and 17 when Hollywood Brown came back. So totally different offense.
That's all you care about.
Totally different offense.
Week 16, week 17. Just throw all the other weeks out. Whatever.
No, because they won those games
throw
too.
All the other weeks out.
No, I didn't say they didn't win them. Yeah. You said electric offense. You
last two games. Last two games.
Okay, we'll start doing
last
that.
Two games.
We're going to start
last
doing
two
that.
Game. I know what I saw.
Last two games, electric offense. Now the other 15, let's throw this.
Yeah, they were banged up.
They are the only team in the NFL that's banged up. I'm glad you brought that up, Fred. The Chiefs
name
are the
only. Name another team in the NFL that lost their number one and number two wide receiver and their number one running back and still rattled off the win streak the Chiefs
did. No one rattled off the win streak, so there's really no point in bringing that part up.
No, I will bring that part up.
As far as people, this isn't are the Chiefs good conversation. Yeah. You said electric offense. That's literally what you
last
said.
Last 2 weeks, yes.
Last two weeks isn't much. But the Texans lost their wide receiver one and wide receiver two and lost Mixon for a good part of the year.
Yeah.
It was all in the defense.
They were terrible until they beat the raggedy-ass Chargers on Saturday.
Okay. I think the Chiefs are going to win. Yeah. That's not
All righty, Ross. That's a good taste of the Blake and Fred fight from last Thursday night. Fan After Dark, 7 to 11. These guys got something, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'd check in late night if you're bumping around DFW. You're going to enjoy the content. Is it AI Jerry Jones looking for five? Is it Big Jim on the Geek Squad Tech? Kellen Moore being a favorite, I guess. David Lynch was told one of his scenes was too long, and the Blake and Fred fight. I'm going with AI Jerry Jones, Chief.
Yeah, me too.
Ross?
Big time. AI Jerry Jones.
Wolchuk?
Big Jim.
Brian?
Big Jim.
By a score of 3-2, and now a five-time G-Bag of the Day champion, our first of 2025. He's now immortalized once again. He was the 2024 G-Bag of the Year. He's back at him again in his white Vans.
Dude.
Oh, what are we doing next, Chief?
Best of the weekend featuring the top moments from all the football, and KD gets the last laugh next year in the nation.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.